This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. President Joe Biden ordered U.S. fighter jets to shoot down another unidentified object over Lake Huron on Sunday, the Pentagon said. It's the fourth object shot down this month. The object was described as octagonal in shape, with strings hanging off, but no identifiable payload. Pentagon spokesperson Patrick Ryder said in an official statement, the object posed no military threat, but as it was traveling, at 6,100 meters altitude, it did pose a potential threat to commercial airplanes. 113 suspects have been detained in Turkey. Reuters' Laura Anthony reports.
Turkey vowed on Sunday to thoroughly investigate anyone thought to be responsible for building collapses due to the country's devastating earthquakes nearly a week ago. The detention of 113 suspects has been ordered, and arrests have already begun. This is the moment police detained the developer of one residential complex that collapsed as he prepared to board a plane at Istanbul Airport for Montenegro on Friday evening, according to the Anadolu news agency. There was no immediate information on casualties from the 12-story complex in Antakya.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. So far, at least 33,000 people are known to have died as a result of last week's earthquake, with tens of thousands more injured and millions left homeless. Israel has retroactively authorized 9 Jewish settlements on the occupied West Bank. The newly authorized settlements will likely be a hindrance to a Palestinian peace deal with Israel, as the Jewish settlements are on land the Palestinians want for a Palestinian state. Most of the international community regards the settlements as illegal. This is VOA News. Fierce battles are raging outside Bakhmut as Russian forces are pushing their advance on the eastern Ukrainian city with heavy shelling and infantry attacks. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma reports.
Ukraine's presidential office says fierce battles are raging outside Bakhmut as Russian forces push their advance on the eastern city with heavy shelling and infantry attacks. The presidential office says at least 5 civilians and as many were wounded in action across the war-torn country over the last 24-hour period. Meanwhile, Britain's defence ministry says in a briefing, Russian forces are bolstering defensive fortifications along southern Ukraine, appearing concerned about protecting the southern fringes of the 800-mile battlefront. The US embassy in Moscow has issued another warning for its citizens to depart immediately from Russia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United States military reported Sunday that 12 al-Shabaab militants were killed in an airstrike in central Somalia. The U.S. Africa Command, known as AFRICOM, said in a statement that the collective self-defense strike occurred February 10th at the request of the federal government of Somalia. The strike occurred in a remote area approximately 472 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. It targeted militants fighting in trenches against Somali forces. Residents of Auckland, New Zealand are hunkering down on Monday as they brace for a deluge from Cyclone Gabrielle. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
It's been just 2 weeks since a record-breaking storm swamped New Zealand's largest city and killed 4 people. Much of Auckland has ground to a halt as train services were canceled, libraries and schools were closed, and authorities asked people to make only essential trips. Air New Zealand is canceling all domestic flights to and from Auckland through Tuesday morning, as well as many international flights. 2 weeks ago, Aucklanders experienced the wettest day ever recorded in the city. Floodwaters killed 4 people, caused widespread disruptions, and left hundreds of homes unlivable. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The NATO alliance confirmed on Sunday that its long-serving chief would leave office in October, launching a new round of speculation about his successor. Diplomats in Brussels say there is no consensus as to who should replace former Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg as the Western alliance's top civilian official. The Kansas City Chiefs kicked a field goal with 8 seconds remaining to claim a 38-35 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles in the National Football League's Super Bowl. For the Chiefs, it was their 3rd trip to the Super Bowl and 2nd victory in 4 years. I'm Steve Karras.